The Western world has prospered for more than 200 years. At the end of World War II, the United States was the undisputed superpower in the world. The European Axis powers were crushed, and Germany's cities were devastated. The Marshall Plan extended aid to Western Europe, and today a new superpower called the European Union is in the making. The United States entertainment industry, in the meantime, has exported pornography, materialism, false values, and immorality. Will our Western nations continue their moral decline and decay? Will we have the character to stand for righteousness? Or will we give in to vulgarity, selfishness, and sin? Will we strive to live by the Ten Commandments? Or will we reject them? Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. When we consider the great empires of the past, we should learn the lessons of history. We should understand the causes of their decline and fall. Historians such as Edward Gibbon, E.B. Cassell, and Jerome Carcopino have documented the causes for Rome's decline and fall. Rome prospered in commerce, engineering, and architecture. She extended her boundaries with her powerful military legions. Eventually, the empire decayed and fell into ruin. One of the major causes of decline was the disintegration of the family. When divorce, adultery, and indulgence devastated family unity and values, the empire declined and weakened in character. How would you describe the character of your nation or your region? In the 18th century, many founding fathers of the United States realized that the new nation must be founded upon lasting values. They recognized that they must acknowledge God Almighty as the author of true freedom and government. In June 1787, Benjamin Franklin addressed the Constitutional Convention. He stated, quote, "I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid?" End of quote. What an amazing perspective. Do our legislators, congressmen, and statesmen recognize this wonderful truth in the 21st century? The very future and survival of our Western nations depend on our acknowledgement and acceptance of Almighty God and his way of life. The great American statesman Daniel Webster gave this warning about our national future. Quote, "If there is anything in my thoughts or style to commend, the credit is due to my parents for instilling in me an early love of the Scriptures. If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity." End of quote. My friends, if we as a nation will live by the principles taught in the Bible, we will continue to prosper individually and nationally. If we will obey the Ten Commandments individually and nationally, we will continue to prosper. But let's face it, most of our national leaders and institutions will not stand up for biblical principles. But you and I can do so individually. On today's program, we'll discuss the importance of the Ten Commandments nationally and individually. And we'll be offering you an inspiring, informative free booklet that will help you and your family live successful and fulfilling lives based on the Bible. It's titled The Ten Commandments. This booklet will help you see the application of the Ten Commandments in the 21st century. You and your children need these positive principles and biblical precepts. Be sure to write down the phone number on your screen. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. The United Kingdom recognizes God in its national anthem, God Save the Queen. This anthem is also sung in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Various Western nations and states recognize God in their founding documents. Canada's 1982 Constitution Act begins Part 1 with this preamble, quote, "Whereas Canada is founded upon principles that recognize the supremacy of God and the rule of law," end of quote. On March 2, 1898, the Constitution of Australia included acknowledgement of God, quote, "Whereas the people of New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, Queensland, and Tasmania, humbly relying on the blessing of Almighty God, have agreed to unite in one indissoluble federal commonwealth under the crown of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland," end of quote. Will this formal recognition translate into righteousness in these nations? Proverbs 14:34 tells us, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." While the word God does not appear in the United States Constitution, we've seen that some of the nation's founding fathers profoundly knew that God Almighty is the one who blesses a nation. John Adams, who later became the second president of the United States, also recognized God in the establishment of the new nation. He proclaimed that the independence of the United States, quote, "will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America." He stated, quote, "I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty," end of quote. How many of our nation's leaders today would agree with John Adams? The first president of the United States, George Washington, stated, quote, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible," end of quote. My friends, why don't the vast majority of our leaders in the Western world believe that today? As we've warned on this program, nations that refuse to acknowledge the sovereignty of Almighty God will face His judgment. Thomas Jefferson became the third president of the United States. He envisioned the terrible result of rejecting God's sovereignty. Quote, "God who gave us life gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but with His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever," end of quote. An excerpt of this quote is inscribed on the walls of the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. Yes, God who gave us life gave us liberty. Have we removed their only firm basis, as Jefferson described it? We need to repent nationally and individually. We need to humble ourselves as a nation. We need to acknowledge Almighty God as the true source of freedom, blessings, and prosperity. God has revealed His way of life through the Holy Bible. The Bible is the Word of God and gives us awesome truth and understanding for those who will commit themselves to live by it. As Jesus said in Luke 4:4, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." In the next part of our program, we'll see how the Ten Commandments apply in the 21st century and how they can help you and your family. But first, I'd like to offer you our inspiring and informative free booklet, The Ten Commandments. This booklet will help you and your family in your study of the Bible and show you how to apply these great commandments in your life today. These commandments describe God's law of love. In this free booklet, you'll learn positive applications of these great laws. If everyone kept the fifth and the seventh commandments, societies and nations would experience stable and happy families. The fifth commandment states, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you." That's in Exodus 20, verse 12. The seventh commandment states, "You shall not commit adultery." That's in Exodus 20, verse 14. This booklet will help you personally, and it will help you in teaching your children true biblical values for living. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Ten Commandments. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4747. 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw the importance of acknowledging God as the one who blesses a nation. The founding fathers acknowledged that Almighty God is the one who guides our morals and teaches us the way to live. The first president of the United States, George Washington, stated, quote, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible," end of quote. How many of our national leaders today would agree with President Washington? And how many of our citizens would agree with him? The fact is, my friends, that our modern Western world increasingly rejects the Ten Commandments and continues its slide into immorality. Just how bad is it? The Barna Research Group surveyed 10 moral behaviors among Americans in its November 3, 2003 report titled, "Morality Continues to Decay." Barna Research reported, quote, "Of the 10 moral behaviors evaluated, a majority of Americans believe that each of three activities were morally acceptable. Those included gambling, 61%, cohabitation, 60%, and sexual fantasies, 59%. Nearly half of the adult population felt that two other behaviors were morally acceptable, having an abortion, 45%. And having a sexual relationship with someone of the opposite sex other than their spouse, 42%. About one-third of the population gave the stamp of approval to pornography, 38%, profanity, 36%, drunkenness, 35%, and homosexual sex, 30%. The activity that garnered the least support was using non-prescription drugs, 17%, end of quote. My friends, do you realize that those behaviors are morally wrong based on biblical principles? Just as God is the creator of the natural laws of physics and chemistry, He is also the lawgiver of spiritual law, and those laws are just as real. One of the themes of the Bible from beginning to end is that obedience to the revealed laws of God brings blessings. Disobedience to those laws brings curses and penalties. Just read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. These are called the blessings and cursings chapters. Turn in your Bible now to Revelation 22 and verse 12. This is the last chapter of Scripture in your Bible. Jesus, the Messiah, announces how suddenly and unexpectedly He will return to earth. This is what is called the second coming. Notice who will be blessed and who will not be blessed. Revelation 22 and verse 12. "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Now listen to this. "Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city." Now who will not be blessed? "But outside are dogs and sorcerers, and sexually immoral, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie." Yes, there is cause and effect in life. When we apply the right cause, we can enjoy the right benefit. When we practice immorality, we reap a painful effect. God Almighty gave the Ten Commandments so that we could demonstrate love toward Him and love toward our neighbors. Our booklet, The Ten Commandments, explains this in detail. You can order it online on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. My friends, you may not have thought of it this way, but the first four commandments show us how to love God, and the last six show us how to love our neighbor. Turn in your Bible to Mark 12 and verse 28. Jesus plainly explained the two great commandments, Mark 12 and verse 28. one of the scribes asked Jesus, "Which is the first commandment of all?" Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.' This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." My friends, these are the great commandments, not the great suggestions. They reveal what so few people on earth really understand as their purpose in life. God wants us to be a part of His divine family for all eternity. He is the Father of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, as it tells us in Ephesians 3:15. The foundation for that family is love. We must learn to develop loving relationships. God is love, as it tells us in 1 John 4, verse 8 and verse 16. Thus Almighty God, in His first commandment of the ten, tells us, "You shall have no other gods before Me." That's in Exodus 20, verse 3. We love the true God by rejecting false gods. The ancient Egyptian empire enslaved the nation of Israel. Perhaps you've seen the classic movie by Cecil B. DeMille titled The Ten Commandments. God judged the false gods of Egypt through the ten plagues and delivered the enslaved Israelites. They came to the Red Sea as Pharaoh and his army were about to attack. Exodus 14 and verse 13. And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." The Israelites passed through the midst of the sea on dry ground, as it states in verse 22. God rescued the Israelites, and the Egyptian army was destroyed in the returning sea. The former slaves were now free. After several weeks, Moses and the Israelites arrived at Mount Sinai. The mountain shook. Thunders and lightnings and a loud trumpet set the stage. God spoke to the whole nation and gave them the Ten Commandments. Later, Moses received the Ten Commandments on two tablets of stone written with the finger of God. That's in Exodus 31, verse 18. Now, what did Jesus teach about the Ten Commandments? We saw earlier in the program that Jesus clearly gave instructions concerning the commandments. He said in Matthew 19, 17, "But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." Do you believe your Savior? Or do you believe the false arguments that say the commandments are done away, that they're nailed to the cross? My friends, Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross, not the commandments. Your sins were symbolically nailed to the cross. Let's understand. If the law was done away, then there is no sin, and anarchy can reign. The commandments define sin. As it tells us in 1 John 3 and verse 4, "Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness." Or as in the King James Version, "Whosoever commits sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." My friends, sin still exists, and God's law still exists. Romans 4:15 also confirms that the commandments are still in effect. "For where there is no law, there is no transgression." My friends, everyone on earth except Jesus Christ has sinned. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 3, verse 23, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." All of us have incurred the death penalty for our sins. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." God has given us His Son to pay for our penalty. Jesus, the Son of God, shed His blood to pay for our sins. We can be forgiven, but we must repent of our sins and accept Christ's shed blood and accept Him as our Lord and living Savior. When the New Testament church began on Pentecost, the Apostle Peter told the crowd, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." That's in Acts 2, verse 38. As a result of Peter's sermon, 3,000 were baptized that day. My friends, if you've studied biblical baptism, and if you've come to the place in your life where you have repented and have accepted Christ's sacrifice and His authority over your life, we invite you to counsel with one of our ministers. We have representatives in many regions around the world. Just call the number on your screen or write to one of our regional addresses. Jesus said, "If you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." Jesus revealed a new way of life. He magnified those commandments of love. As it states in Isaiah 42 and verse 21, He will magnify the law and make it honorable. That's in the King James Version. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus showed us how to apply the spirit of the law. Our inspiring free booklet reveals how the Ten Commandments can be a wonderful blessing to you and your family. You can reap the blessings of an abundant life by applying Christ's instructions. This free booklet, The Ten Commandments, will help you and your family live the way of the Bible, the way of love, and the way of truth. The first four of the Ten Commandments show us how to love God, and the last six commandments show us how to love our neighbors. My friends, you need to study the Ten Commandments, and you need to teach them to your children. This exciting and informative booklet, The Ten Commandments, will help you and your family apply God's law of love. You'll learn about the positive applications of these great laws. Just think, if our nation kept just one of the commandments, our whole society would change remarkably. This booklet will help you personally, and it will help you in teaching your children true biblical values for living. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Ten Commandments. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Our modern Western world increasingly rejects the Ten Commandments and continues its slide into immorality. Just how bad is it? As we saw earlier, the Barna Research Group surveyed 10 moral behaviors among Americans. Its November 3, 2003 report titled, "Morality Continues to Decay," Barna Research reported that 60% of Americans believe that cohabitation is morally acceptable. The amazing thing is, even some religious groups approve of cohabitation. Barna defines cohabitation as, quote, "living with someone of the opposite sex without being married," end of quote. My friends, the Bible plainly condemns fornication and cohabitation. The Barna report states, quote, "The biggest gaps between Protestants and Catholics were found in relation to cohabitation, deemed morally acceptable by 50% of Protestants and 66% of Catholics. Sexual fantasies, 51% and 63% respectively. And gambling, 52% and 70% respectively." Isn't that amazing? Even some professing Christians approve of biblically defined immoral behavior. My friends, the seventh commandment plainly states, "You shall not commit adultery," Exodus 20, verse 14. Jesus magnified the commandments and made them more binding. Not only must we avoid physical adultery, but we must avoid adultery of the heart and mind. Turn in your Bible to Matthew 5 and verse 27. "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." If you have rationalized in your mind that indulging in pornography is okay, you need to repent. You need to acknowledge your spiritual adultery before God. The wages of sin is death. You can be forgiven, but you need to repent and turn your mind and your life around. You need to study our free booklet on the Ten Commandments. You can order it on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. You need to read the Bible, and you need to clean up your mind. My friends, we need to reject modern immorality and choose the way of the Bible and the Ten Commandments. The second president of the United States, John Adams, observed that our government will function well only for a moral people. He wrote in a 1798 letter, quote, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions, unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." End of quote. My friends, will we live as a biblically moral and religious people? The new covenant that Jesus instituted did not do away with the commandments of God. The new covenant emphasizes that the commandments and the way of love are to be written on our hearts and minds. You can read about that in Jeremiah 31, Hebrews 8, and Hebrews 10. God expects us to apply the Ten Commandments in our lives and to internalize them. How? By Christ living His life in us, as it tells us in Galatians 2:20. You need to study the spiritual application of the Ten Commandments in your life. Be sure to request your copy of our inspiring free booklet, The Ten Commandments. This booklet will help you and your children learn God's true way of love and life. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World program. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week, right here at this same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.